One flew east, one flew west, one flew over the cuckoo's nest. They're out there, black boys in white suits up before me to commit sex acts in the hall and get it mopped up before I can catch them. They're mopping when I come out the dorm, all three of them sulky and hating everything. I creep along the wall, quiet as dust, but they got special sensitive equipment detects my fear, and they all look up. Here's the chief, the super chief, fellas. Here you go, Chief Broom. Stick a mop in my hand and motion to the spot they aim for me to clean today, and I go. They laugh, and then I hear them mumbling behind me. They don't bother not talking out loud when I'm nearby because they think I'm deaf and dumb. Everybody thinks so. If my being half Indian ever helped me in any way in this dirty life, it helped me being cagey. I'm mopping near the ward door when a key hits it from the other side, and I know it's the big nurse. She's carrying her woven wicker bag full of 1,000 parts she aims to use in her duties today, wheels and gears and tiny pills that gleam like porcelain, needles and forceps and rolls of copper wire. She dips a nod at me as she goes past into the nurse's station, where she'll spend the day sitting at her desk looking out her window and making notes on what goes on out in the day room. The patients start coming out of the dorms. By the time the patients get their eyes rubbed to where they can halfway see, all they see is the head nurse, smiling and calm and cold as usual, telling the black boys they'd best not stand in a group gossiping when there's such a lot.